Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Warning. The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
And it makes me sad.
I'm too dumb. I don't even think about things like that.
My eyes are very important to me.
I used to be a big wife beater guy.
Hey, the Nazi power hour. Where do I find that?
Spit on that thing.
Okay, double,
we apologize.
Over the line!
Baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan. Hoo-wee.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
You know, it's so funny. It's. I don't think there's a topic attached to it. Or maybe there is, I don't know.
Just a random thing?
Yeah, it's totally random.
Squirrel!
But sometimes I bring up random things and 30 minutes later we've... You know, we've covered everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So somebody just texted, and they said, I'm stunned you guys haven't once mentioned Sydney Sweeney's dress.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And what I was, I mean, I literally was just, I had just, it in the notes.
Just thinking it?
Well, it's not a topic, but I was just going to, I just wanted to make sure you guys saw it. And I was going
I think
to
everyone saw it.
I was going to mention it at the top of the club, and lo and behold, there is a listener yeah. with the same frame of mind regarding Sydney Sweeney's dress. And let me tell you guys something.
I'm telling you right now.
If you have not seen Sydney Sweeney from last night, whatever award show that was or whatever it was.
I think
what was that?
Was it an award or was it because she's promoting that Christy Martin movie? So I didn't know if maybe it was like a premiere.
I don't know. Dude?
Oh, it's Variety's 2025 Power of Women event.
Yeah, because she gave a speech.
And boy, I'll tell you what. You want to talk about the power of woman.
Oh, my God.
It was on display.
You have got to Google Sydney Sweeney
just red carpet.
Variety red carpet dress.
Your life will be much better for
yes.
you.
Yes.
Well,
men and women out there.
I don't even know what to make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, how do you describe that? Could you describe it for us on the radio, please?
She's just nude.
Bye, bitch.
So, I will say...
Well, she has a dress on.
Yeah, it's a see-through dress.
It's a see-through dress. And she's not wearing a bra.
Her tatas
yes.
are on display.
It is my understanding that
those things.
With a dress like this, it doesn't look like that in person. The flash of the camera...
Yeah.
So... You know it's going to look like that, but if you're sitting there looking at her, it's not as see-through
okay.
as it appears. But the lights and the flashing, it looks like she's wearing a wet silver t-shirt, and you can see the outline of everything.
Oh yeah.
If you had to describe her breast to a police sketch artist, Sydney Sweeney would be arrested in about 8 seconds.
I gotta tell you. Listen, I don't want to be all pervy, but I'm about to be all pervy. Those are the nicest up tops of all time.
They're top shelf.
Beat those. Give me a set
again
that beats those.
I refuse to fall into recency bias. But
dude, those things are unbelievable.
All I can tell you is that's top shelf.
God.
That's Johnny Walker. Oh, that's not Johnny Walker Red. No. Going up top.
Johnny Walker Blue, yeah.
We're going up top.
And let me tell you something. Here's another thing, okay? I'm going to tell you another thing.
To you right now.
The fact that she lets those things fly, mm-hmm. I give her a lot of credit.
Because you know she's going to take some flack. One, it's a women empowerment event, and some women are going to look at that, and some are going to be like, this is great, and this is women empowerment. In other words, women are going to be, well, you're...
What are you doing? Boiling us down to how we look. And it's like, well, she's just enjoying her own body.
She knows how to get her name out
there. Yes. And why would you not show those pups off?
Hey, if I got a porn star size, I'd be showing it to everyone. Be like, guys.
I have that, and I haven't shown it to you guys yet.
You ever have that where you accidentally, like, you wear something, and or maybe you're having a moment?
What?
Well,
I can't wait to see where this is going.
Okay, we were coming back from Portugal, mm-hmm. and we were on the second leg coming back from New York.
Ah!
And I was wearing, you know, like you wear like the I don't know, like they're not sweats, but they're not joggers. They're like
sport pants, basically.
Yeah, like sport pants, right? And I was wearing a pair of those, and so they're kind of form fitted around that. And I was sitting down, so when I went to stand up to get my bag, apparently, you know. Something over the course of the flight had got me going a little bit. I didn't really pay attention. It wasn't. They're not all created equal, right? This wasn't like a full on.
A little chubby.
Yeah, I wasn't staring at Sydney Sweeney's dress here, but apparently it was enough. And so when I stood up,
shut up.
The BTJ was sitting down, and she just is like, "What are you doing?" And I had a Ron Burgundy moment where I looked down. And I was like, "God damn it!"
The pleat. It's the pants.
And then I was like, well, it's the pants and the fabric. Yeah. And then the two ladies that were sitting behind, because the BTJ spoke up about it, and then they looked, and then they giggled, and then you're like, well, I'm...
All right.
I mean, at this point, it's just, it's there.
Putting on a show.
And the pants made it look way worse than it was, but I was like, oh, what do you want me to do?
Wasn't that a bit on Curb Your Enthusiasm? Like, he went over to a friend's house, or so the wife... friend came over and his pants were just put up that way and was like, I saw that you had a problem around somebody else. I was like, no, it's the pants.
Well, so this is my point,
cowboy boy.
I'm not certain that a guy, because you're certainly not packing like serious heat. It's just in that moment it looked like, you know, you're like, well, there it is. I don't think a lot of guys are out there just like, check this out. Because if you wanted to, you certainly could make that happen. So the fact that Sydney Sweeney, to Rob's point, circling back, the fact that she's like...
Nice pivot.
Yeah, thank you. The fact that she was like, check
all
this out.
All I'm getting
out,
is a visual that I don't want.
Well, I had to explain to her that it just... Sometimes it has... She's like, well, what happened? What do you mean, what happened? I don't know. I was sitting down and here's a real awkward boner. It happens.
Blood flows.
Yeah.
You know you can get boners
Let
randomly.
Let blood flow.
Dude, I got a buck. I caught one at a funeral once.
Let
it was the most,
blood
like,
flow.
Sometimes you have the most inappropriate things. I was sitting down at a funeral and the next thing I know, I was like, well, this is happening. You're like, this is odd.
You can pop random ones sitting on the toilet, man.
Exactly. You know, stuff happens. She didn't. She wasn't happy about it. She was like, you're making a scene. I'm like, well,
what are you doing? You can take the bathroom with me and we can take care of it then.
Yeah.
No Mile High Club for you?
God, no. You can fit in that thing.
That's...
I don't know. It's just at that point, you just got to own it. But...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Back to the matter of hand. Sydney Sweeney, this was not an accidental, like, ugh. Whoops. No, this was like, hey, check this out.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's great that she's doing that.
Yeah.
Because, one, they're great. And, two, you know, there's a lot of people are stuffy about something like that. Well, it's about my skills as an actress and a performer. No, it's about your up tops.
Yeah.
Let those puppies fly.
Well, and she even... I love that she admits she's not the greatest actress in the world and that she says that she doesn't get paid that much, and so she does a lot of, like, the bathwater ads and stuff. She knows, like, hey, you know what side of the bread it's buttered on, and she gives the people what they want. And that right there, that will be... In our lifetime... you get a handful of iconic photos. Remember the J-Lo green Oscar dress? That was certainly one. Cher has had a couple of these where you're like, okay, Cher's naked.
This is the Marilyn Monroe over the whatever you call that. The great.
Yeah. This Sydney Sweeney photo will live for a long, long time. This will be an iconic moment. And by the way, Halloween is tomorrow, ladies. And if you're looking for a last-minute Halloween idea, might I suggest the Sydney Sweeney dress? Again, women empowerment. That's the key. This is about...
Well, but it won't work unless you're taking a picture, Sue. Because everybody there couldn't see it.
I had to go look
again just to make sure that I didn't miss anything.
I've had it on my screen the entire time.
And the answer is, I didn't miss anything.
No.
I do agree with you, Rob. Those are
just
the greatest ever.
Dynamite. I mean, we probably can't do a segment on top tees.
Yeah.
But if we did, how is that not a champion pair?
Look, I'll tell you what. It's a one seed.
For sure.
Again, I'm not saying that they're going to win the tournament, but it's a one seed.
I think they set the tone of the tournament.
There's other people that would like to have a word and throw their name into this conversation.
There could be an upset here or there, but...
But...
I think even women want to look at them. It's like, hey, how do they... Yeah, okay. All right.
You going to buy your bathwater now?
No, gross.
Wasn't that the Sasquatch soap? Yeah, Dr. Squatch was selling bath soap with her bath water in it. You want to talk about an awkward moment? Wait till your wife finds out that you ordered like a $100 bar of Sydney Sweeney soap, and then you have to explain why you're washing so vigorously in the shower.
How much money do you think she would break the record if she signed up for like OnlyFans?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
In a heartbeat.
Yes. I don't even think it's close.
If she signed up for OnlyFans, the internet would... That bad baby gal, whatever, the... Catch me outside!
Oh, yeah.
She has made... it's something to the tune of like $30 or $35 million in 2 or 3 years.
Yep.
Sydney Sweeney might become the richest woman on the planet signing up. Because not only would she get a gajillion people, I think most of those OnlyFans, it's like 10, 15, 20 bucks, something like that. I'm guessing she could charge whatever... I'm guessing
$49.95.
Yeah, dude, she's doing the Ronco Popeil. She's jacking up the price, and it just the amount of pervs that would sign up for that.
I mean, who would rival her?
Merry Christmas, bitch!
Right now?
Yeah, right now. Because you got to capitalize on your fame.
Like Anna de Armas had a moment, but that's passed.
Yeah.
Anna de Armas?
Who's that? I don't know who that
is. She's in like 100 movies.
She was in the Knives Out movie.
She was the Marilyn Monroe biopic star.
Yeah. Anna what?
Anna de Armas.
You'll know her when you see
her. Yeah, you'll be like, oh.
Look up the movie that she was in with Keanu Reeves. Yeah. She had a moment.
Yeah.
Still does.
But not like this.
If you're talking right now, who would break the internet? Taylor Swift would break the internet.
T-Swizzle. Yeah. What about Dua Lipa?
Yeah,
yes.
Something like that. Yeah, they would break. Anyone like that, because they're way bigger stars. And we've all seen Sydney Sweeney. She's been nude plenty of times. If Taylor Swift...
I haven't seen her.
You haven't seen Sydney Sweeney?
Really?
No, I just... No.
They're like naked in a movie?
They're all...
No.
You can go find
them. I don't watch Sydney Sweeney movies.
Well, Euphoria. They're like...
That? I didn't watch Euphoria.
Well, just Google image.
Why would anyone watch Euphoria?
For that.
For this reason only.
I mean, I hate to say it, but like, while this dress is amazing, you can see it without the dress. Like, they're out there all over the place. Oh, yeah.
Rob just discovered what he's going to be doing tonight.
Oh, yeah. Dude, they're everywhere. Wow. There's so many clips of her out there.
Yep.
But Taylor Swift doesn't even show, like, cleavage. If Taylor Swift joined OnlyFans, well, one, every one of her, I'm guessing so many of her fans would revolt, but I would assume that that also would break the internet in 3, 2, 1. Like, gone. Yeah. But yeah, Dua Lipa, anyone that's a huge Beyonce, I mean, that's a whole other, no offense to Sydney Sweeney, but Beyonce, someone like that would crush Sydney Sweeney. It would, you know.
More popular.
That's a different
animal. Well.
But she's only famous for being hot, while all those other people are famous for being... I'm not saying she's not talented, but they have huge careers, and they just happen to, you know.
Well, like I said, I thought I was just going to mention that in passing, make sure everybody saw it, and here we are 20 minutes later having talked about it.
Yeah.
I'd say that was a topic.
I'd say it was, too.
Dude, that's a moment. That's a moment in time. I mean, when we logged on to start the show at 3, I think the very first text I saw was someone saying, if you don't talk about Sydney Sweeney's dress in the first 15 minutes, like, I'm disappointed. Well, sorry, it took us a while.
To be fair, we didn't really talk about her dress.
No. No, that's true. Valid point.
It's not really about the dress.
Well, the dress hugs. It's a contour.
All right.
You want to go home to the Nurse Nice and tell her you're buying her a dress?
No.
Maybe buy that dress? Or?
No. We don't need dresses in our house.
I'd love to buy my wife that dress. Are you kidding me?
We just rip each other's clothes off.
Arr.
Animalistic over there.
Well, you know.
Go down into the dungeon, do you?
We're primal in nature.
Rob's a nudist at home.
I do walk around naked a lot.
Do you?
Sometimes, yeah. Like when she's around, I think it just makes her uncomfortable, and that's why I do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, my wife and I both walk around naked. It's great.
Now that makes me uncomfortable. Headband, I would assume, on?
I'm just the headband.
I'm picturing the schnitzel wolf and just nothing but the headband. That girl does the Winnie the Pooh a lot.
What's
yeah.
That? Oh, the T-shirt,
no bottoms. Yeah. That's a standard fare, and I quite frankly, it makes me laugh every single time. I've just never known anyone to get undressed that way. seems strange.
Well,
but
what if you're leaving your shirt on and you're changing your
your
bottoms?
Yeah, I don't know. I just she does it on a regular basis, and like she'll be like doing the dishes, and I'll come downstairs, and I'm like full Winnie the Pooh.
All right, the next segment. News contributor Joe Fisher alerting me to Japanese bears seeing red.
Now you're putting the whole station in jeopardy. Bears.
We will get to that coming up next here on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I know the BTJ is big-time Japanese, but is she aware of the bear maulings that are happening in Japan?
You have hot bear maulings?
I don't know if they're hot, but they are indeed.
Sexy bears.
Bear maulings. This comes from show contributor Joe Fisher, who alerted me of this today. And sure enough.
What kind of bears did they even have in Japan?
It was right. This is from the New York Times. The horror stories are everywhere in Japan this fall. Bears are breaking into supermarkets. Bears are killing farmers. Bears are attacking workers at a hot springs resort.
Oh.
More than 100 people have been injured by bears in Japan this year. and 11 have died, a record.
There's an unprecedented wave of bear attacks?
Now the government is preparing to dispatch the military to one hard-hit area to help deal with the problem.
So the military's going to go in and shoot all the bears? I feel bad for the bears.
Troops will be sent to Akita Prefecture in the mountains of northern Japan, the Ministry of Defense said on Tuesday, to help set traps and dispose of the carcasses of dead bears.
Oh, boy.
The troops who were requested by officials in Akita are not expected to kill any bears. That task will be left to local hunters.
Oh, I was going to say, because they're disposing of corpses. That sure sounds like the bears are getting a death sentence.
No, I think what they're doing is, hey, they're farming out their work. They're like, hey, you shoot them, we'll come and get them.
Poor bears. I always feel bad. Like, we take away everything these animals have, and then, like, we move right next door to them, and then when they just do animal stuff, then we freak out, and they're like, well, now you've got to die.
Well, in fairness to the people of Japan, that's a lot of deaths and attacks.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, you got to do something.
I'm Team Bear.
Don't you have to protect the people?
Yeah, can we do something besides kill the bears? Can't we relocate the bears? Can we send them somewhere? I just don't like when all the animal is doing what it's supposed to do. It didn't ask to live by all these people. And then, like, our response is to just immediately send in the military and kill it?
Japan's defense minister said people are living in great fear. There's a possibility that a bear may be in front of your home when you wake up in the morning.
I feel like then if you want to kill the bear, you should have to kill it with, like, a knife.
You should fair fight.
Yeah, like a spear or something. Like, no guns. Like, if you're going to take out the bear, let's do it old school Rambo style. Let's get yourself, you know, like, it's Japan. Let's get some katanas out there and let's go. And if you can kill the bear, then have at it. If not, it was a good death.
Two reasons the bears are more prevalent in killing humans over there this year. One is climate change.
Mm.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
So the bears don't have food, probably.
Yeah. Scarcity of foods like beech nuts,
yeah.
Favorite snacks.
How about this? Why can't we just airdrop a bunch of food into the bears' territory?
Yeah.
Well, if
send in the National Guard.
Yeah, if the bears are starving, why don't we just get like a bunch of delicious fishes, and then we head out into the woods, and we just start dropping fish everywhere.
Throw
and
them some Oregon salmon.
There you go. And then we're fine.
They'd like that.
Yeah. I don't think the bears want to hurt the people. I think the bears just want the delicious fish.
The other reason is Japan's population has declined, and bears are venturing into rural areas that were once full of people.
Mm.
The population of bears, including the Asiatic black bear and the brown bear, appears to be increasing, and many are wandering into residential areas, including the outskirts of Tokyo.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Tokyo bear.
What if they start climbing Tokyo skyscrapers and stuff?
Well, like Godzilla?
Dude. Yeah, and like yanking people out of their 54th floor penthouse.
Tokyo is an amazing city. I would give anything to just be on a pub crawl in Tokyo and then just a bear comes cruising by. Just the largest city in the world and you just got a bear hanging out there. That's fun. The bear's heading into one of the love hotels. Just shacking up. Let's go. I'm Team Bear. I feel bad. I see these photos here and I feel bad for the people that are getting mauled by bears, but it's not the bear's fault. Bears are great. And of all the places that I would thought would have had bear maulings, boy, I did not have Japan on my bingo card. That seems more like a Russia problem. Maybe Romania, one of the stands. I wouldn't really think that Tokyo. That sounds like something our president would say and that we'd all laugh at. And then we're like, damn it, he was right. Bears.
I have a problem with them saying, hey, just go shoot them.
Yeah.
That, and I'm not saying that for the bear's sake. I'm saying that for other people's sake. Because, well, how do you know someone's trained? Like, you know what I mean? You can't just be having people, like, at least the guard or the troops are trained.
Sure. Well, Japan, there's no guns.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So now Mr. Suzuki has a gun, and he's like, oh, there's a bear. I better shoot it. And then all of a sudden he shoots his kid.
I'm trying to picture the BTJ's dad, old Mamura, out there just...
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's not a lot of marksmen in Japan.
The sweetest old Japanese man.
And they're just sending them all out there with guns? This is not good.
I kind of want to watch this now. Some random
good reality
dude
show.
Gets a... Yeah, there you go. Make it a reality show. Some dude out there with, like, a bow and arrow. Yeah, I don't think there's any guns in Japan. I didn't know they were like hunters. And if they are, maybe it is bow and arrow style. My buddy hunts bear. He claims it's delicious.
And well, we had bear.
I've had it a couple times. I'm not a huge fan.
We had it at one of our clients had bear meat. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was years ago, but we went over for a party. Yeah. Served us bear.
I'm not a big, I've had it a few times, and I'm not a big bear guy. But supposedly, my buddy says if you cook it right, it's all about the preparation of the bear. Someone said, "Hey, Suk, would you feel the same thing about snakes?" No, screw snakes.
Totally.
Yeah, F snakes.
Yeah, why would you not feel the same way, though? They're just they're just doing snake things.
Yeah, because I don't like snakes. Bears are adorable, and they're big, and they're fluffy, and they're doing cool
bear things.
Yeah,
they're adorable until they rip your face off.
The snake is the devil. Have you not read the Bible?
No, I haven't.
It's, well, it's the devil. That's all I know. Fruits of the devil. And look, my hypocrisy knows no bounds, but my hierarchy of animals is kind of largely based on how cool I think the animal is. Like, I don't want any animal to die, but snakes, that might be on my, of the totem, the animal that I care least about, it's probably snakes. Like,
I don't know how you could think a snake is anything other than awful.
Well, I think they control, like, pests.
They're
and
not
stuff,
cute.
And,
no. Yeah. I mean, I know, no. I get that, but I just mean, like, they're slimy, they're not cute.
No.
They'll swallow you whole.
Yeah.
They don't have legs and they can move really fast. No. Explain that. They slither. They have forked tongues.
They can eat things bigger than them.
Yeah, they can unhinge their jaw. Like, what is to like about a snake?
They're unnatural. But, like, I wouldn't feel that. Like, sharks are pretty scary, but I like sharks. I don't want to see sharks die. I don't like spiders. I'm trying to think of stuff that I indiscriminately kill. Snakes, spiders, but not all bugs. Like, if you give me a lovely, like, we were eating dinner the other night outside, and the little potato bugs that roll up, the little roly-polies? One of those came cruising up. I love those things. I'm not whacking that thing, ladybugs. But if I saw like a roach, yeah, that thing's dead. I used to feel that way about possums, but I've kind of come around to possums. I have a sliding scale of, what I think when it comes to that. But snakes, no, you're at the bottom of it, and bears are high up. I think we should protect the bears. Bears get a bad rap. Yeah, the mosquito, screw the mosquito.
Oh, yeah.
That's right out. I will.
They're awful.
I will torch
What do they even do?
I don't. Well, they suck blood.
Spread disease.
Exactly.
Right. So what are they like?
Like, if I ever meet
what's good about
God, I'm going to ask her what the deal is with mosquitoes.
Her? You son of a bitch.
It's a little shot there. I would like to know what the purpose of the mosquito.
That's a big deal. Thank you very much.
The snakes serve a purpose, but the mosquitoes, go to hell.
Apparently, mosquitoes also feed on the nectar from flowers like bees do, contributing to pollination. And
bees do enough.
Well, yes and no. I guess if you lost both populations, we'd really be screwed.
Can't we just focus on protecting the bees and screw the mosquitoes?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
If we rid the world of mosquitoes,
yeah,
the world would be a better place.
I feel that
I'm convinced
way.
Of this.
And I feel the same way about snakes and spiders, to be honest with you. I understand there's some rodent control, but I think we can do other measures. No one, outside of weird goth girls and like rock music videos in the 80s, what do snakes really do for us? I mean, besides like watery tarts draping them around themselves, they just get rid of them. They're a nuisance. It's bad.
All right, I have a real-life message in a bottle story coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Masters Pete is in. He's coming in next week, by the way. So buckle up.
Oh, boy.
He said you guys are going out for drinks.
Yeah, Masters Pete wants to tie one on.
Yeah. He said, you going? I said, no.
Yeah, you don't go out. Rob's a homebody.
Well, not with you two.
No.
Me and Schultz are going out.
You and the Schnitzel Wolf? You going out to Schultz's Tiki Bar?
Hey, man, Holly Pele's fun.
Yeah, man.
They got good drinks there. Great food, too.
He says, flies, where do they sleep at night?
I don't think flies sleep. I think they only live like 2-3 days.
Yeah, flies don't live long.
Kind of a sad little existence.
Well, then where do they die? Anywhere.
They just anywhere. They just keel over.
Really? I mean, yeah. I've seen dead flies just sitting around my house. Like, oh.
AI says they sleep in dark, sheltered areas or rest. It says rest.
I'm looking here.
Ceilings, walls, corners, under leaves, branches, or rocks, bushes, trees, grass, sheds.
By the way, I guess they live up to, can live up to like 2 weeks. So that's a little longer. I thought they lived a few days, but that's kind of a, kind of feel bad for the fly.
They do sleep, it says.
Oh.
And they wake up typically when the sun rises.
So is that like when you see one just sitting and hasn't moved on your wall for a while, it's like sleeping?
Maybe it's sleeping, yeah.
Because you could sneak up on them, because like I've got them with like rubber bands and stuff. When they're on the wall, a lot of times they're just kind of sitting there.
Dumb flies.
Yeah. But again, that's another one that I feel bad for. With the exception of spiders, if I'm killing a bug, even an ant, I always feel bad because what would be the equivalent? Like if you're a fly or a little bug, you think about the size of you, is that like Mount Everest coming to life and then stomping on you? Can that bug even process what's, does it even realize that you are a thing? Or is it, again, like you're just sitting there next to Mount Hood and then Mount Hood's like, brr, sits up and then crushes you. I feel a little bad when it comes to that. Again, I don't know what the size equivalent
is.
Well,
but if you think about it, like you're an ant or a fly, you've seen us giants. Like, it's not like you die right away. So you're out there in the wild. You're seeing, they're like, you're probably like, oh my God, these, it's a world of giants.
Mm. Yeah, what do they think about us?
You know?
Yeah, I don't, do they, maybe I'm just putting human thought into a fly's brain, but I just...
No, I mean, I've gotten stoned and asked the same thing.
Like, so like, if I got squished, what would the size of it be?
Would it be cool to be a fly?
I don't think so.
No, not a good life?
Well, you're just living...
We can fly, but you don't like the 200
You're like
eyes.
Living in dung, and everything's trying to kill you. Like, other things are trying to
kill
you.
I think as a fly, you're kind of flying under the radar, no pun intended. Like, you're not really trying to be killed until you get in someone's way. You know?
I don't know.
What do you mean? Like, you just, there's just so many flies that don't venture into a home, you'll
That's
be fine.
True.
Nobody's swatting flies out in the wild.
People, if you're going near something, you're getting swatted. Everyone's always swatted at flies.
Well, I just mean, like, I don't think you're going to die as easily as you think they are. Being a fly.
I still don't
and
want
you
that,
can fly anywhere.
I don't want that life.
You can be a fly on the wall.
I was trying to look up fly to human size ratio to try to say, like, what would be... What is something comparative? Like, if something were to crush us at the size level, like we crush a fly, I was trying to look it up, and all it gave me was that if a human wanted to fly, we would need about a 27-foot wingspan.
Damn. Really?
Yeah, well, we're fat asses, so, you know, that's a big-ass
What's
wing.
Wemby's wingspan?
Wingspan's usually about your height, right? So... He's 7'5", so I'm guessing his wingspan for a guy like that probably is a little longer. He probably has like an 8-foot wingspan.
A lot of friends have fat.
So imagine like a 27, and I'm for my fat ass, I'm going to need like a 40-foot wingspan, you know. I just want to know, like, what is...
It'd be way better to be a fly than an ant.
Nah, I'd be an ant.
Oh, no way.
Ants do, like, you got like superhuman powers if you're an ant.
But flies, you can fly. Ants are just like living underground, like lame.
Yeah, you got like a cool colony. Dude, you're living in...
I don't think it's cool. I think they fight.
You're living in crap. You're living in excrement.
You don't have to be.
That's what flies do.
But you don't have to be on...
That's what they do.
Excrement.
Yeah. You're just living in disgusting filth, whereas ants...
Not always.
...are, like, going to get cool sugar, and they're building tunnels, and you can, like, pick up stuff
that's,
like...
You gotta work. Ants, you gotta work. Flies don't work. They're leisurely.
Hive mind. Yeah, the ant's way better than the fly.
I totally disagree.
I mean, the coolest one would be being the spider. The spider is cool.
Well, what about the queen bee?
Yeah.
You got all those dudes doing all that stuff for you?
Yeah.
But if you go to the wrong hive, they'll kill you.
Yeah, no, it's dog eat dog out there.
And
brutal.
Then you're waiting for that hornet to show up. Some of the most vicious videos in the world are when, like, three or four giant hornets rip apart an entire bee colony, and you just see how much of a candy-ass bees are. Those hornets, like, literally go in there and just, like, rip thousands of bees apart. Mother Nature is brutal. There is not a single good death in Mother Nature. You're just getting ripped apart and eaten alive.
Well, I got to nothing we wanted to there.
No,
I'll get it to you tomorrow, but there's a real life. Did you see the story from Australia? It's a message in a bottle.
Yeah, I did see that. From, like,
isn't that cool?
It was like World War II
World
or something?
World War I.
World War I.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, like, that's, you know.
Pretty neat.
Like, you're at the beach and that washes up. It's way cooler than anything I've found at the beach.
It's actually pretty neat.
I'm just, like, poking at dead pufferfish. This dude's getting a message from World War I.
But we're out of time, so we'll have to wrap it up next on The Fan.
The Schnitzel Wolf did some Googling, and the fly-to-human ratio would be like a 1,600-foot skyscraper. The Sears Tower is less than 1,500 feet. So,
God.
Yeah.
So to a fly, there are Sears Towers
everywhere. Trying to kill you.
Yeah, it says over 100-story tall skyscraper.
Yeah.
Is what we would, if I'm standing next to that, that's how a fly would see us.
So the Sears Tower is basically wherever you walk, a Sears Tower is swinging at you and waiting to kill you. Like, that's a terrible life.
Yeah, but it's better than an ant where the Sears Tower, where you can't fly,
it's
and
true.
The Sears Tower is trying to, or doesn't even try to, they will.
Yeah, they just gas you.
like squish you.
Which is worse, like, when you squish a bug, the Sears Tower, or when you rain hot liquid death down upon it, you gas it. That's the other one. Like, you see, like, a group of ants hanging out, and then you take the raid, and you're literally just spraying immediately. They all shrivel up.
Brutal.
Dude, we're terrible.
Can flies...
Bad.
How high can flies fly? Can they fly above all of these Sears Towers?
I don't think so.
Well, they can...
A fly, according to AI, can fly up to 19,685 feet.
Right the hell out of town.
Kidding me.
6,000 meters.
I would have thought flies were just buzzing around, like, you know, kind of tree height.
A common house fly does stay much lower, but there have been flies this
high. Dude.
I mean, that's a plane, dude.
Yeah, that's way up there. See, that's the life, bro. I'm living up in that area. No, nothing's going to get me up in there.
There's no dung up there, and you need the dung. It's like Dune. The dung must flow. You got to get down in the piles of S.
Yeah. Locusts have been spotted by pilots at up to 20,000 feet. That is just nuts.
Well, the locust.
The world of bugs.
Apparently, they can be pushed to extraordinary heights by strong winds or during migration.
Yeah. What is the highest flying insect?
Let me get that.
Do you have a favorite insect?
Ladybug.
Yeah, those are great.
I agree.
I can't harm a ladybug.
They're cute.
And I like the roly-polies.
You know what?
The little pill bugs, those are cute, too. I'm a big fan of those.
I think most insects, Rob, that's about as high as they can get. Because I'm seeing, termites, butterflies, most are turning up around 19 to 20,000 feet max. Although, apparently, an alpine bumblebee can fly higher than the summit of Everest, which is almost 30,000 feet. That's the only one I see higher.
Do you think it goes up there and checks it out?
I don't think there's any reason for it to be up there.
It's kind of cold.
Yeah.
I don't think it flies next to Everest, but they can fly at that height.
Speaking of that, imagine being a bug and you're going along and then a freaking airplane hits you.
What about the praying mantis? Do you think that's a cool insect?
Not if you're a man. You
what
hump
mean?
Once and then it... Your lady rips your head off.
That is weird.
Yeah, like, you get it on once, and then, like, That's all. Like, she literally bites your head and then like uses your body for food.
Is the butterfly? Butterfly is an insect, right?
Yeah, butterfly's legit.
Yep, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, those are beautiful.
Those are cool.
Yeah.
What if the praying mantis just tries to get it on and then runs away? Have any of them figured that out yet?
I don't know.
Dumbasses.
Yeah, you would think word have gotten out by now that like, hey. Although I'm guessing, like, imagine being so horny that you just, well, it's like when you watch, like, Well, like, what is that movie, like, Species or whatever, where, like, the, you know, there's the hot alien and you're having sex and you know you're going to die, but you're like, well, she's hot. I mean, if I told you that Sydney Sweeney in that dress, that there was a 50-50% chance that after you got done doing it with her that she was going to rip your head off, I'm being dead serious. How many guys... I'm not saying, I say 50-50. You get to get it on with her, but there is a 50-50 chance that she doesn't like what you're doing and she rips your head off.
Oh, a line around the world would still pick that up.
I think there is an S ton of dudes that
are
sign-
you in that line?
No.
Me neither.
No.
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 50-50?
50-50.
I think Schulte thought about it. No, if it's 90-10, that's what I was like.
You would do 90-10?
Like 10,
really?
No. Like,
no, dude.
If it were
10%
like 90-10
chance she rips your head off?
10, yes.
That's, you're basically playing a little worse version, a little better version of Russian roulette. No offense to Sydney Sweeney,
yeah,
but.
No chance.
I'm good. For, let's be honest, it's Sydney Sweeney. It's not like you're getting 45 minutes of awesomeness. You're getting a handful of minutes at best.
What if you get Sydney Sweeney and a check for $1 million? Though.
No.
90-10?
90-10? No way, man. I like life. I really do.
What if I give you Sydney Sweeney and $5 million?
I mean, you said how horny do you have to be? I think there are guys out there that are at that level.
I would like to point out, one, I'm not that horny. I'm getting older. And my perviness is morphing. And then, look, I like money as much as the next guy. But, God, the idea of having someone rip my head, that's terrible odds.
Yeah, but,
1 in 10?
Yeah, but... You know, I mean, 9 out of 10 times, you're good.
I'll tell you what, you wouldn't even, any of those, you, Schulte is right, the Schnitzel Wolf, the line would be around the corner.
It would Maybe be this is how we thin the herd.
It would be half price tickets at Disneyland. There'd be so many people you couldn't even count.
Let me just put it this way. It would be the same chance as the Mariners blowing the World Series clinch with two wins over the Blue Jays. Because at that point...
Was that 10%?
That was 89% they were going to make the World Series and 11% no. So.
And it happened. You're right. You put it that way. I'm out.
I'm out.
Yeah. I'm out.
I got no time.
Sorry, Sid. You don't get this.
How many drinks have I had?
Yeah, right?
Exactly. All right, you guys have a great night, okay? We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.